We finished yesterday. I wanted to make a quick chazara of what we did yesterday for the benefit of those that weren't here, but it seems that not everybody that expected to be here will be here. But very, very quickly to sum up what we said last time. I'm going to listen carefully because this is points on the test, which equals shekels. And that is the zoyt. We said that the heter of moving a kli shabalachtoi le'isor is tzorech guvoi v'tzorech mekele. What does guvoi mean? When I need to use this item somewhere else for the usage of the item. Or, if I need the mokoi where this item is standing, this habale is muta. However, if I'm moving the item because I do not want the item to get ruined, for example, by the rain or by the sun, this habale is called mechamela. Sale. Muhammad's sale is also gomel. You're never allowed to move a mutter. We gave a massive kula yesterday, a pi, we're a foul treater. But if a person doesn't need the item, and he doesn't need the mockery, but he doesn't want it right there, for common Shabbos reasons, that's mutter. A lot of places are mochonic, but I think we can be maker like a very foul treater. Let's move on.
Come to Shia.
Yeah, he's busy with the chasna, he's busy with the chasna.
The chasna 3 days.
He doesn't like, he comes a bit on holiday, he doesn't like to... Anyway, wait, what is the machine?
No,
speak. Very good, excellent, very, very good. Very, very good. He was at the convention recently in Switzerland. Yeah. And he was giving a share for women. And the Ponovich of Rosh Hashiva's Rebbetzin walked in. And he stood up from his chair all the way up. Yeah. And he gave a whole firing shul so all the women have to stand up for Aisha's cover. A wife of a Talmud Chacham had to stand up just like a Talmud Chacham also.
Okay.
He gave a serious shmuz about it. Talacha! It's not a Chacham, but Talacha the Maizah. It's a Chacham. How about those be locked? Ah! Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom
Aleichem. Let's go. Okay. Now we're moving on over time to electrical items. Electrical items is the Maizah. Let's see, I want to give Shea next on this. How long is an electrical item on Shabbos using microwaves and ovens and fans and air conditioners on Shabbos? Very legit. Anyway, until we get there, we're discussing electrical items. Now, electrical items, and when we say electrical items, we mean calculators, microwaves, iPods, and things like this. These are all electrical items. These items are all considered a kli shemalachtoi l'isa, unless you are makbid and that turns into a... Oh, he's standing by the window! Tiki Toyla!
Hello.
This is Nefesh. One by one, they start streaming in.
We don't
really get it. You have too much food to give out to the Olam today. Two little guys, too much food. Anyway! Other food? Paper, especially paper. Why are you planning on writing for the extra bonus 50 shekels?
Bonus.
They
still writing
come every day.
Yeah.
Come
every day
from now on.
How's
Rabbi spelled that? Bob, Yud, Nun, Pei, Ayin, Lama, Dalit. Okay. Now, Rabbi said, is this very, very clear? Electrical items are a klisha malachtoi le'isa. Therefore, the only time you're allowed to move them is if it's in the way behind you, there's a calculator. Or something like that on your bed, or a camera on your bed. This is a klisha le'isa, that's mutter to move to a group of a kaimah. However, if you're moving the electrical item for the sake of the item because somebody's going to come in, your Arab's going to come in your room and he's going to steal it. We had this discussion this morning, right? And the vice is you're scared that the Arab's going to come in and he's going to steal your camera or your calculator or your iPod, then it's 100%.
Usher!
That's not so good for me, can I? Oh, my!
Okay. Yeah, can you use money? Can you use money, Usher, no?
Too bad!
No, I'm sure, Usher.
No, you can't.
Chazal say like this. Imagine Manchester United Stadium. What's it called?
Old Trafford. Dreams.
Big stadium, little dreams.
76,512.
How many seats?
76,512.
Let's say it was full of money. The whole thing was just full of cash.
Yeah.
It's all your cash. For pure cash. And on Shabbos, somebody let a match. Right?
Uh-huh.
Started lighting on fire. You have to stand there and watch.
You move it, start it, move it.
Mucho Asa, Asa. Why? Because it's Muhammad itself. I'm moving it for the sake of the Mukta.
You want to go to bed?
Oh, you're saying you're going to get that. Very. Okay, so I'll say now. How about this? This is a bad show. I've got a good Asa. I can bounce the Asa.
You go for nuts, fam.
How about we said you're allowed to move a Klisha of an Issa if I need the Makoi? Oh. Therefore, a very second, about the Issa, take a Baldic. How about if I have this camera on my bed and Arab's coming in and he might steal it? Therefore, to move that camera is about the Asa. But if I need the bed, then it's what? Say that. Says the Mogan Avraham. Do a trick! Don't lie down in bed for 5 minutes, right? It ends up being four, five hours. And the mice are, go to sleep. You need the bottom of the bed. And the minute that will be what's up.
Can you move it if you need to? No, it's only by Klisha. We'll get to it all at the end. What is it called? For your sake, meaning you.
Muhammad Nassel.
You don't want it to be stolen.
That's Muhammad Nassel. From the sun to the shade. That means removing it because you don't want the item to get ruined or stolen. Asa Gomo, Rabbi Isai. Asa Gomo.
What?
Muhammad Nassel. Rabbi says, move on, we've got too much to do. Rabbi says, Sunday's the next test. But listen up carefully, Rabbi says. Attendance is very vital for money giving. Now, electrical items are what? Kishmak al-Issa. There is one major exception. An electrical item with a coil like this, or like a hot plate, or like an urn, is an Asa Gomer. These are called Mutza Machmas Kufoy. Why? Because this in halacha has a fire. Huh? In halacha, this is the din of an Eish Mamish. Somebody puts on a Shabbat. Right? The din of Eish. Eish is by the Osses. It's not a cliche. It's fire. Fire is Mukta Machmas Gufoy. And therefore, Rabbi Yisai, this is extremely negay. I had a case once at my house where I realized one time that I had a gas on, and on top of the gas, I used to always put my hot plate over there. And the hot plate was on, I realized, oh, right, the gas underneath is on, and it might kill the wife and cause a fire, Chas v'Shalom. Am I allowed to move my hot plate? Now, a hot plate that's on during Bein HaShemashos is rather a Mutza Machmas Kufoy. A Mutza Machmas Kufoy is also gone to move. You're never, ever, 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 ever allowed to move it. It's only a Klisha Lachta L'Issa! Like a calculator! Like a piece of paper! Like a pen! Like a wallet without money! This is all a Klisha Lachta L'Issa. If you have a radiator,
why is it Mukta
Machmas Kufoy?
Why is it fire?
Why is it fire?
Why is fire Mukta?
That's fire. Oh, because it's Mukta Machmas Kufoy. Mukta Machmas Kufoy means it's intrinsically awesome. It's intrinsically more
awesome.
Because a Klisha Lachta L'Issa means a pen, right? Now, a pen is nothing intrinsically awesome. I just use it for doing Issa, right? A wallet. What's it used for? Holding money. But it can also be used for what? Holding photos, right? Now, a hammer can be used for putting nails into the wall, which is awesome, but also cracking things. Oh, this cannot be moved for anything more.
So an electrical item is also a Mukta Machmas Kufoy.
Because, for example, a calculator, it's not intrinsically awesome.
It does awesome things.
A fire does awesome things. Yeah, so does a hammer. So does anything. But look, the truth is, his has a fire. Anything with a fire in
fire,
it.
Fire, not
and it's not in the subway side.
No, it's not a fire.
No.
No?
No!
Why need to know
the light? Because the light is fire, Nakanami, but not the electricity, your boy. It's another shmooze, we're not going to get into right now. My flick is Chazanish, Mishnah Mazamut, we're going to get into it now. Huh? Doraisa. Doraisa.
What?
Chayus Skila. You see anybody from a person who has full right to kill him. Because it's awesome in that Torah to put on a light on Shabbos.
I thought incandescent is worse.
Who?
The one with the string. With the filament.
Yeah.
You can make a broth on that.
One day I would.
For
Fratello. Should you come make a broth on this?
Because the Rosh says he can't be brought to
this. Another time we'll go through the inyonim of white, the right set.
No, so what are you doing with your hot plate?
Oh, so I've got a hot plate, a Shabbos urn, what else? A kettle.
Who won the gas on that?
So then I was a Sakonis of Hoshi Mamish. There was a Shabbos electrical fire, Sakonis of Hoshi, I moved it with the Shinu. Moving the machine is another head, we'll get to Beis Hashem. But the mindset a person must know. You should know, by the way, last night a younger man came over to me, told me he was in America for his wife giving birth, and his wife gave birth, and there was no nurses there, and because his wife wanted to lie down on the bed, and there was an electrical bed, and what he meant to do, because this he did it with the shina, he got the shock, right? There's electricity.
What's the electrical
bed? On Shabbos, you moved the bed?
On Shabbos Kiddush.
It's not so kind of suspicious, your wife.
Your wife just gave birth.
So put her on the floor.
You could do what you want.
That's unbelievable. Shabbos won't be listening to that one.
What do you mean? Just cut her on the floor. Get him a chasana
on the floor.
Get her comfortable.
Looking forward to your chasana.
Cut her on the floor, right.
It could be if someone's injured and it's the fucking fascist. You could give him a cigarette to smoke to calm him down. I'm just saying.
There's damage. We're not getting into
it. Let's say a morphine shot, right? If it's
morphine shot, we give all time in yeshiva.
He doesn't come, man. He got shots.
Every day.
Drag him up!
That's it. Okay, everybody, say next. So anything with a code is called a mukta machma skufa. It's also going to move, everybody. Now we're going weiter. Okay, a needle. Rabbi says sewing needle is used for itse because it's a sewing needle. But theoretically, if you need to remove it to get rid of a splinter, it is mutter. Who are the Rabbi says? Like a ruler. How's a ruler? Make lines. Cleese from a lachman and issa.
Let's take a splinter out of your
mouth. What?
Let's take a splinter out of your mouth.
Yes. Yes.
A water urn is a mukta machma skufa?
Yes. No hetzer to move.
Why is
because it's got H inside. It's got D's in the bottom of it, heating up the water. But we must move! How about the keys to start a car? It's a cliche with that little issa! Why? Because it does both heter and etter! It does heter, because if the light wouldn't go on, there's no issa on unlocking the car door. And there's issa, because most times the light will go on and therefore it's osa. So therefore, we have to know you've got the car keys hanging around, it's osa to move unless it's so cool for the climber up inside. Next, scissors! Scissors is what we call the shibalak play the issa. Knee shibalak play the issa means you have it in front of you, not at the moment.
Every case where there's a hit on every case when you want to move something, you always need the piece.
No, that's not true. What do you mean? I have scissors over here. On Shabbos, I'm going to pick them up and move them over here.
Why would you do? You won't randomly just put the scissors there. You actually want the piece.
No, why not?
What do you mean?
Why not randomly? I want to move it. Is it mukta or not mukta? That's shayla. Karkis are mukta machmas, mukta, and therefore you're only have to move it to a gufoy or makaymoy. Who I didn't know about said scissors. Who I didn't know about said umbrella. Klisha malach leisa. An umbrella can only be moved to a gufoy makaymoy. No other reason, Rabbi Sai. Vaita, a comb. A brush. What? A comb, Rabbi Sai.
Hello?
The Shulchan Aruch. It's a Mishnah Brura at the end of Siman Shin Gimel that says a comb is an issim in that Torah. And anybody who's a comb on Shabbos is issim in that Torah, Chayv Skila.
Well, they all would call it hair right now, no hair would come out.
That could be.
Some guy told me that you're allowed to. He says if you spit out it right away, you're allowed to. The rest of you have said it. I was about to kill him. I should pull out my knife. I was about to kill him.
Wrong way. It's a throw.
You kill him now.
Okay, everybody, say back up. Another example. Lego, everybody, say puzzles. According to most posts, Rabbi Yashub and Rabbi Moshe, a puzzle is moksha. I had once a knock on the door on a Shabbos afternoon, and a little girl over there says, excuse me, can we borrow some puzzles or not? Remember the Maisa? Can I borrow the puzzle? Says, no! Go tell your mummy that it's awesome to use puzzle. Now the Maisa,
I've got
the name, I think. It's something called out. Someone's rang on the doorbell. Knocked on the door. Can we borrow some baby wipes? I said, no, it's awesome in that tone, you're Michal Shabbos. Go and tell your mummy. She went back crying to her mother.
Are you sure there's no heads in the baby wrap?
We're not going to get to it right now.
How's a car key a Kaylee?
Hilk is clear over here, does not mean a Kaylee, like I've been Hilk must become a tumor. It's got a function, makes it into a kli.
So the truth about this is not necessarily kli.
It's also kli shmugach to kwa,
I'm
a kli shmugach.
You should not do this.
I am very sure!
I need it for myself, that's why.
Very nice. Too bad. Chayim min ha-toyro. Mechal Shabbos. No, there are a few rabbonim. This is what we're saying. There are two rabbonim that say it's mutter. The gedolei hador all paskin and it's osher in that thing.
What about Rippin Torah then?
Osher.
I heard Rosh Hashanah said you're allowed.
Rosh Hashanah never ever said it's mutter. Never ever did Rosh Hashanah words come out of his mouth.
Never.
It's
not on the land.
Shut up, I think it's better.
Yeah, don't
need to shut up. Shut up. I love to say you're allowed to. When? In which case?
But you have to know
what
the
toilet paper. And you go like this.
You have to go like.
No, like with the Sheena, with the Sheena, with the Sheena.
I thought you have to leave in the toilet until.
What's the shot of Khakni? When you need to go.
No, it's something else. It means it's something else.
What a weird.
Yeah,
it's something else. You know, it's.
No.
Look at that ending. You
don't
buy
the
bottle.
Nothing doing over here.
Now what?
Stop back at the door!
Go like this.
Right, sir.
Hey.
Drop it down.
You get it horizontal, is that you say?
Oh, no, what? I love
those things. Totally even, no one had insulted it!
Right.
Guess all the notes?
It was
no
I'm sure.
No, did not not.
We're going to a few more minutes! A few more minutes, everybody say. A bike is a creature of an absolute Islam.
It was.
In tricycles or bikes?
Kids.
A tricycle.
Yeah.
Am I going to
have
a
train
now?
But then the Rav Ravadar, he said, when we made the Arab, we had a mind that was allowed to play ball, so everybody should stop playing ball.
Oh, there you go. You see?
Right, I'm going to stop though.
Okay, wait, so I have a movie.
I have no cage on the, with like a cover on the chains you're allowed to ride them because there's no tashash and you fix it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be massive.
Yeah, right, the children's back, they all have a thing with them.
Safety. Children's bikes anyway, we won't make them children's bikes anyway.
We'll be
a younger ones.
No, the two-wheelers. Right. Yeah. Have like a thing on the chains.
Have a
chain.
Yeah, they have a chain on it. And no, but the problem is there's other reasons why it's awesome to ride a bike. Number one, you might go out the Tchum. Tchum is a problem.
Why?
You
have a kid.
No, that's because the Tchum question normally okay.
Buy a cigarette. Buy a cigarette.
Buy it also. Buy it also. Mokhtar Machas Issa, Machas Kufay.
But you need to find a Shabbos.
So what?
There's no fire inside of it.
In a chanami. But it's intrinsically awesome. It's intrinsically awesome.
We're going to eat it.
What?
We're going to eat it.
Eat what?
The tobacco.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand what makes it chewing tobacco. I'm saying it to you.
What makes it
chewing tobacco?
What makes it intrinsically awesome?
Because it's something that's awesome to do. You can't use this. It has no function whatsoever on Shabbos. But like I said, I have a few more questions for the Oyelam. We just said... Rabbi said, very important, I have a klisha malachta the issa, stand and have it on the table. Rabbi said, here's my pen. It's on the table. On Shabbos, I want to sit here. Am I allowed to move it?
Sit on the table.
Yes.
Want to sit on the table?
I want to move it.
You go like this.
Yes, I'm going
to
move it.
No.
Yes, wait, why can you move it to the middle?
Rabbi says, I'm going to have to pick it up, right? Yeah?
Maybe.
Put it on
the table! No, there's no other way to place the
seat. Let's all make the bet!
Yeah.
Okay, now what? Now what?
Now drop it.
Now drop it.
No,
take it off. Send the mug in the bowl, Mr. Fletcher.
Once
you
put it over your
head. Send the mug in the bowl. Once you took it, Beheta.
Carry a mile.
Very important. No. Once you took it, Beheta, you can move it to the next convenient place. The Prima Godim holds only in that room only. Not in the next room. Paskin Lucheret is Prima Godim. You can't start taking it all over the yeshiva. But only Rabbi said, if you took it, Beheta. What happens if you stop? A lot of place can hold. That only if you continue moving the whole time, that's when it's mutter. But if you stop, then it's utter.
Oh. Exactly, you wasn't sure, you asked
me. There's water, hell, that's a good time. You have to know everybody's side. You should not stop for no reason. If you stop for a good reason, for example, to unlock the door of your room, that's not called stopping, you can go in. But if you stop to schmooze, then the Maisa, that's going to be awesome, Rabbi Sai. And another thing, Rabbi Sai, you're allowed to give it to your friend to hold.
Hello.
I can hold up this pen. Am I allowed to give it to somebody else?
Maybe.
No, because he's not picking up a header.
Oh, that's very good. That's valid of all. Rabbi Sai, one last thing when we finish. What's the halacha with something else? For example, this is a klisha malachta le'issa. How would if I have a muktzah machmas chesaron kiss, like a blackberry, what's a blueberry, what's it called?
Blackberry.
Have one of these things. Now I'm back with on it. That means it's a muktzah machmas chesaron kiss. I picked it up on Shabbos by mistake. I'm allowed to carry it if I want.
No.
Says the Mishabu machlokes and foreskin, and we are machme. That means it's only, this is so clear, only by a klisha malachtoi le'issa that you picked up beheta to move, you're allowed to continue moving it. But any other type of muktzah is a badai asa. You're not allowed to continue moving. If you pick up, Rabbi, you say another muktza, Vada, you must drop it straight away.
You got money, you put on your pants and you realize you got money in it. What do you do? Shake it out?
We'll get to that. Very good question, but we will get to that in the gathering of the shalachas of bosses. Rabbi, say Vaita. Rabbi, remember, there's a test coming for Sundays. The hook is this, Nick. A door. What's the halacha of a door? If you have a dishwasher door, are you allowed to open the dishwasher door? A bada, why? Because a dishwasher door is a kli shemalachtoi le'issa. And what do I need? Soich mekoma. I need this door out of my way. Today I can put in the dishes in the dishwasher. Who are you, Rabbi Stein? Sometimes people use their washing machines to store washing, right, during the week. And then it's full, and then they put it on. Now, Rabbi Stein, you have to know. If that's the case, you want to get out some washing from the dryer. If the light will not go on, you're allowed to open the door, take out the washing. But to close the door, Rabbi Stein, it's awesome. Because you no longer need it. Why not? I need to wear it. It's dry. It's dry. Rabbi Stein, but to close the door will only be able to wear. So it's my coma. Rabbi Stein, you're saying Galalde. What about a chana? You're asking a very good question about this, Rabbi Stein. Ah, somebody brought Hashem is listening. Now the Meister, what's with the Chana? I don't put dishes in the dishwasher on Shabbos. The Teretz is, if it's a normal thing, after every meal you do that, that's not called paying for Matzah Shabbos, that's called doing a normal thing. That's what Shabbos Zaman Tetzin Shabbos Shabbos. Now the Meister, right again, a dishwasher, you would have to open the door, but to close it is only Mutter if it's Tzoymich Mekomai. That means if it's in my way and someone's going to trip up, but if it's out of the way and I can close the door, it's about 100 and Osser by
his size. With the dryer?
If you have like a
dryer, the same thing.
If you have a huge case.
Then it probably would be awesome. Well, let's worry about the kids for it, that's a much And the last thing Rabbi Yisai, attaching mutter, Rabbi Yisai, to machlekes v'shoinim, la'alocha we pask in a Mishnah Berurah, that it's mutter to touch mukta, as long as it does not move. Wrong mistake people have. They think you can't touch mukta, it's 100% mutter, but Rabbi Yisai, if it... If the mukta moves, then it's also to touch mukta if it moves.